Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners of this program Lantern, thank you very much for joining us. The title of today's story is The Lesson from the Sun. One day, father of a wealthy family took his son on a trip to the country with the firm purpose of showing his son how poor people can be. They spent a couple of days and nights on the farm of what would be considered a very poor family. On their return from their trip, the father asked his son, "How was the trip?"
"It was great, Dad."
"Did you see how poor people can be?" the father asked.
"Oh, yes," said the son.
"So what did you learn from the trip?" asked the father. The son answered, "I saw that we have one dog and they had four. We have a pool that reaches to the middle of our garden and they have a creek that has no end. We have imported lanterns in our garden and they have the stars at night. We have a small piece of land to live on and they have fields that go beyond our sight. We have servants who serve us, but they serve others. We buy our food, but they grow theirs. We have walls around our property to protect us. They have friends to protect them." With this, the boy's father was speechless. Then his son added, "Thanks, Dad, for showing me how ungrateful we truly are." Yes, dear listeners, I hope you and all of us are also thankful for all the blessings we get every day.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or showing a sense of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Holy Quran, it's indicated regarding the Prophet Abraham that shakran in this way, shakran li an'umihi wa hadahu ila sirat mustaqim. Abraham was appreciative and had a profound sense of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the divine graces upon him. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him to the right path. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told his prophet Abraham to take his wife Hagar in Arabic Hajar and his son Ishmael in Arabic Ismail to Mecca, which was a barren area, he did this. Abraham did this. Abraham took his wife, Hagar, and his son, Ishmael, to Mecca and left them over there, in a desert, all because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed him to do this. In effect of this, we find that Hagar and Abraham lived over there, and a water well appeared over there because all human beings need water for survival. And water was available over there. And nowadays, when you go to Mecca, you find within the Grand Mosque, in the center of which the Kaaba is situated, you find that in a corner, the Zamzam well, which is reminiscent of the time of the Prophet Abraham and when his son, the Prophet Ishmael, was living over there, the Zamzam well, the Zamzam water well, started gushing out from that time, and its water is still available. And when you taste it, you find that it's one of the lightest kind of water. I mean, a kind of water that's really very pleasing to drink. We find that, I mean, whoever listens to the divine instructions and follows and obeys the divine instructions for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never forsake him. And this is a kind of appreciation, mutual appreciation shown by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since people obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows them his appreciation. And what appreciation can match the divine appreciation?
The lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
So we find that the Prophet Abraham was always appreciative of the divine grace in this connection. In this connection, we find that in Islamic moral education, it's indicated that being grateful, being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and showing our gratitude to Him isn't only by means of saying something or uttering something or pronouncing some formulas like Alhamdulillah, which means, I mean, praise belongs to Allah. However, people are expected to show their gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of assisting those people who may need the help. Imagine that, for example, you know the proper way to reach a place. Someone comes to you in the street and asks you about the address, the way to reach that destination. Since you've been provided with this opportunity, with this knowledge, okay, to know the place, in order to show your gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to help that person. And we find that from this perspective, it's known that being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be limited to only verbal recognition or verbal expression, rather being able to help other people and being beneficial to other people is another manifestation of expressing our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The lives of the divine prophets are all indicative that the divine prophets and by extension the lives of the infallible imams, in the lives that we find that since they had already reached the highest point of perfection, moral perfection, and have enjoyed the sweetness of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being sincere servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they spared no efforts to lead other people to reach this source of light and enjoyment and spiritual enjoyment. And this is another indication that whoever has been provided with any good moral trait in order to show his or her gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of having had that praiseworthy moral trait, they are expected to help other people reach those moral traits, develop those moral traits in themselves and being able to help other people. Thank you.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.